Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, Lee, looks like the end is coming.
Oh,
they
really?
Feel like it. There's a reason that they want this $500 billion in addition to the more than $1 trillion, hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal immigrants. There's a reason that the Democrats want funding for their media, because it's not going to last any other way. And you're watching the end of a century of absolute control of the message to the American people. You look at these new ratings that have come in for CNN, Lee, and MSNBC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ratings, death spiral.
Really?
Yeah. And I just, look, when you feed your gullible left-wing viewers, you know, day after day of walls are closing in, Trump hoaxes, promise them every one of them is going to finish him off. I mean, man, if the New York case doesn't finish him off, if the Russia collusion investigation, if January 6th doesn't finish him off, well, then the classified documents case, that's gonna totally finish him off. And Biden's going to beat him. Wait, Kamala's going to beat him. No, it's all going to be, wait, he's president? Yeah. For the week of September 15th through the 21st, these networks who initially tried over the last 2 weeks, they failed, and then they covered it with lies, but who initially tried to black out the biggest news story, the Charlie Kirk assassination, did not go well for them. Averaging, you look at this, CNN averaging 570,000 primetime viewers. 570,000 primetime viewers. MSNBC attracted only 854,000 viewers. Let me show you what pure power looks like in the media right now. Elon Musk this morning, and something we're going to get into because it's very interesting. He's urging the cancellation of Netflix and people to cancel their subscription over pro-trans programming, right? So he puts up a post about that, urging people to just cancel their subscription and explaining why it's over this dead end paranormal park that features a transgender teenager. And a lot of demons, by the way. I don't know what it is with the left and demons. I just don't know. It's them, not me. Ask them. Maybe call Democrat headquarters. Ask them what is up with the demons. But anyway, it's a really creepy show. But anyway, Elon Musk, right? Tweets, cancel Netflix for the health of your kids. And he's attacking this dead end paranormal park. Okay. That was 4 hours ago, Lee. 18 million views.
Wow.
Tell me again. I'm sorry. And it is dramatically decreased over the last year. What is the CNN primetime audience again? 570,000 viewers? Okay, cool. Elon Musk can say something and get 17 million views in 4 hours. See the problem there? MSNBC attracted an average of only 854,000. Fox News is doing much better, but they don't have a lock on the truth either, drawing an average of 2.673 million viewers. Now, throughout the total day parts, that's all the shows, 400,000 viewers. I don't even know how this stuff stays on the air. And I think you're seeing with the Democrats the recognition of we need to shut down the government in part because they want funding for all of these media outlets. They're not going to make it any other way. You want to talk about during, you know, key demo, which is your big advertising demo, 1854, CNN, MSNBC. Listen to this. Attract 58,000 for CNN and 44,000 for MSNBC during the day, total, across the whole day. Lee, honestly, that's about what we, like, attract. I mean, like,
local radio station.
That's pretty much our, local. We're not national.
One radio station. One upstate station.
Yeah. And we're killing it.
Yes.
We are. We're number one in the market right now.
And we thank every one of you listening.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. We really, really appreciate it. We want to keep it up. So that's the scope of the problem that they have. And they need new voters. And that's why they're throwing down here the shutdown and demanding that they get the illegal immigrant funding for healthcare. And I'm going to explain it, go into more in depth in a little bit. But on why they would do that. But this is absolutely key. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to be honest here, because the gaslighting from both sides is extreme here, okay? It's not just the Democrats. Let me tell you why. The only person I can find point blank telling you the truth right now about what is going on at the Capitol with this shutdown, I hate to say it, is John Fetterman, a Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, who flat out said, and I played the audio in the last segment, well, we're just passing Biden's budget again. The Democrats voted for that months ago.
It's amazing that you mentioned that. That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's a continuing resolution.
The Democrats have voted against the continuing resolution that they voted for the last time. It's a John Kerry moment. We were for it before we were against it.
So, yeah, exactly. So all it is, it's Biden's budget, and they're just continuing it. They loved this, okay? They voted for it in March because it's Biden's budget. So when you've got the GOP leadership out there going, oh, Democrats trying to shut everything down because they're demanding illegal immigrant health care. They were. But this is a huge dodge for them, so they don't have to tell their constituents and talk about, why are you passing Biden's budget? I mean, the Democrat Party just hit a 30-year low in polling. Why are you passing Biden's budget?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They don't want to answer that question. They can't answer that question. Now, what am I talking about? It's a continuing resolution, right? So you either vote it up or you vote it down. It's called a clean CR, right? But it just continues Biden's budget. 2 years ago, Lee, because it's October 1st, 2 years ago in October, Mike the Knife Johnson was elected speaker. He's been lying ever since. To get elected, he lied. He said he would do a very important thing, and it's why he was chosen. He would do 12 appropriations bills. Why? When you do appropriations bills, you can go through and cut stuff out line by line, right? You can craft the Republican plan instead of passing Biden's over and over again. 2 years ago, he said we would do that. For most of the last century, Lee, that's what Congress did every year. They sat there and they worked on appropriations bills. Have we seen one of those? No, we have not. 2 years. And we had great audio a few months ago. It was in, actually the beginning of the year after Trump took office as a Republican, who had the courage to say, hey, I'm sitting in these committees. We're not marking up appropriations bills. We're not doing anything in these committees. So there's not even an attempt here, Lee. There's not even a, well, we had an appropriations bill, but we can't get the votes. They're not even trying. That's the Republican leadership on the Hill. And that is why Democrats have a favorability rating of 30%, but Republicans, not Trump, but the Republican Party has a favorability rating of 38. We are a whole stinking 8 points ahead of them because they suck. So what the Republican Party is doing right now, the one in Congress, not Trump, is going, well, you know, hey, look at these Democrats over here. They're shutting down government to get funding for illegal immigrants. Okay, but what are you doing? Well, they don't want to talk about what it is they just passed because it's Biden's budget. And there's no excuse for that. And the reason they do it, Lee, they'd rather spend big. They just want to spend big. You pass Biden's budget, create confusion. And yeah. Now, on the Democrats, I want to defend them a little. And I did this yesterday. Their logic, I've heard a lot of talk show hosts laughing at them. Ha, ha, ha. You thought you could get funding for illegal immigrant health care out of the Republicans. Well, why wouldn't you think that? It's actually very logical. They're passing Biden's budget. Why not throw some illegal immigrant health care funding under there? I mean, heck, after Trump won, Mike the Knife was trying to fund the Global Engagement Center so they could continue defunding X and silence us all. That was what the pressure was. Global Engagement Center pressures advertisers not to advertise around conservative content, and then turns around and pressures social media not to allow conservative content. Mike had funded it. That's your Republican leadership. So don't kid yourself. And, you know, the only person here, again, Lee, that I hope that we're going to see something out of, it can't count on Republicans in Congress, okay? They're useless. They pass Biden budgets. That's what they do with their time. And believe me, they deliberately do not create appropriations bills, because if they did, they would have to cut stuff and someone might want to actually pass it. They can't even take that risk. They just pass Biden's budget. These are the people who just went on vacation so that when they got back, they didn't have to go on vacation. It's not mandatory. So that when they got back, they could be like, oh, no, we're up against the deadline. Time to pass Biden's budget again for the, I don't know, umpteen time in 2 years. But at least Donald Trump saying, OK, I'm going to use the shutdown. I'm going to do the cuts, because he's won the right to do that from the courts. So maybe we'll get some cuts. I don't know. We'll see. They're all full of it. Except John Fetterman. I am not, and I'm not pleased to have to tell you that.
Yes.
I'm not. Here he is telling the truth. The only one on both sides, by the way.
It is always, always wrong to shut our government down. That is a core responsibility. I'm always going to vote against those things. And now that CR was the same CR from the Biden administration as well, too.
Right.
For me, I'm a big believer of, if you want to change the policies, win elections.
He went on to say in the interview, Lee, that, look, the Democrats all voted for in March because it's Biden's budget. If Democrats want to play smart, they'll send more people out to say that so our side will hear it. But they're not that smart, thankfully.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.